Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, July 26th at Saratoga. I'm Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we have a late pick four that includes two graded stakes races up at Saratoga, Jim. So let's jump right into the first one. It's the Grade 3 Lake George, the ninth race for three-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th on the turf course there at Saratoga. I don't know if it's inner or the inner course or the one next to it, which they call the Mellon course. But I'll confirm that while you're giving me your analysis of the Lake George.
Well, it says the inner turf here.
There you go. Thank
mile 16th on inner turf. I had a hard time with this one. The Classic Q is going to be the favorite in here for Mark Cassie. And, you know, she is maybe the controlling speed in here. I didn't see anybody else really wanting to run with her, but I thought a couple other horses had some options. If you want to go real cheap here, you could single Classic Q and then maybe go single in another race in the sequence if we get to that in a few minutes. But I chose to go deep in here trying to beat Classic Q. Pretty lavish for Grand Motion at 12-1 is intriguing to me, coming off and a good effort at Monmouth. When she ran, she stretched out to mile 16th and ran second in the Boiling Springs and got a 72 buyer and an 81 buyer in Pimlico in a mile race a couple races back. Jose Castellano takes them out. 12-1 is a very juicy price in here, so I think she's got a shot. Lavender Disaster for Chad Brown, back-to-back 80 buyers, 81 and 83. The second one at Saratoga in a listed stakes a couple weeks back. Classic Q, of course, you got to include her. A Terradora for Mike Maker. Mike Maker on the turf is always a good bet. And this horse comes out of Churchill where she didn't really run that great, but she was up against some tough competition, a Grade 2 Edgewood and the Grade 3 Regret. So if she comes back and runs to her allowance race at Keeneland, she might have a shot. She got to improve, but 10-1 on Maker horse is not bad either. And then Chad Brown on the outside with Play With Fire. Coming out of the Wild Applause with 86 buyers, she just got beat by Classic Q. So she's 4-1. Classic Q is 2-1. And I think maybe Play With Fire has got a little bit more upside, and she's going to be on the outside, and she's going to have a shot to run down the speed. If Classic Q gets an easy lead, maybe it's all hers, but I think Play With Fire has got a big shot as well.
I ended up taking a little bit of a swing here at a price with Daisy Flyer. I like the improvement for this horse in the only start at 3. Now, that was back in the winter down at Gulfstream, but it was in a Grade 3. The horse had a nice win at Kentucky Downs in her second start and stamped her as a filly to watch. Rusty Arnold immediately moved her up into a Grade 2. She was a big price and didn't do a whole lot of running, but the fact that Rusty took her to Kentucky Downs and then immediately put her in a Grade 2, and now off a layoff, I think he could find a softer spot than this, and he puts her back in here for Calumet Farm. Tells me that maybe he has a high opinion of this horse, and so in a race where I was trying to find a way to beat the favorite, I ended up on this one. And Classic Q is, I think you could make a case to single. I didn't feel that strongly, and you know, maybe I'm wrong. I just kind of didn't see her with a big gap between her and the rest of these. And I didn't want to take a short price. Got to use her on the ticket, though. Lavender Disaster has run well in both starts as a three-year-old. It's Chad Brown or Ed Ortiz on this one. And then the other one I'm going to use is Play With Fire. The first start for Chad produced the best buyer figure that this one's had. I think the Grand Motion filly would have been the next one I would have taken, too. But I'm going to stop there to get my ticket budget where I wanted it to be. And that will lead us into the Grade 2 Jim Dandy for three-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. And if I singled Sovereignty, which many will do, then I could have gone deeper in the Lake George. But I'm going to use Baeza as well. But Sovereignty I'm taking on top. I am a little worried about a horse that comes from off the pace in a field of five. Might be a little vulnerable. And the main goal is the Travers, obviously. So I think Baeza could be dangerous in here. Down on the rail, might be better on a cut back to a mile and an eighth after the 2 mile and a quarter races, and that is talented enough to not be too far behind Sovereignty in Journalism. So a little improvement is all it would take for Baeza to be right there. So I just wanted to use both of them on my pick four ticket instead of just Sovereignty. So that's how I'm going in the Jim Dandy, Sovereignty over Baeza. And with just five horses, it probably won't make a huge difference if Baeza did win, but just would hate to see him win and not have him live on a ticket that might be good otherwise. So that's how I ended up, that's how I played the Jim Dandy. And I don't think I would bet the race individually, but within the pick four, I'm going to take those two. How about you?
Well, I can't argue with your theory there, but I'm going to single Sovereignty. I just think the Belmont race was so impressive when he ran down Journalism in the stretch. I beat him by three lengths. And, yes, the Travers is the goal, but I think he's in such good form right now that I don't think it's going to matter much. Baeza could possibly, you know, run better, and then maybe Sovereignty doesn't run him down. But it looks like to me the way the race comes out is Mo Plex takes the lead, and Baeza and Sovereignty sit right off him. I can't believe when you come down the stretch that Baeza is going to hold off Sovereignty. So I'm going to single Sovereignty. He's the best three-year-old right now. And every time Journalism comes back and wins, it makes Sovereignty look that much better. So I'm going to just single him and go on to the next race.
Which is the 11th race, and it's for New York bred filly and mare, three and up, maiden, mile and a 16th on the turf. So if you had the budget, this would be, I think, an all race. How did you end up playing it?
Yeah, they structured this pick four where you've got to go deep in the last two legs. I went five deep in here, and I really couldn't make a big difference between the four or five horses that I took. Hello Beauty is going to be the favorite for Jack Sisterson, coming off a couple of low 70 buyers at Churchill Downs, where she went as, I guess, the second choice. The two back was a key race where two horses came back and won out of that race. So when Hello Beauty came back and ran at Churchill the next time out, she was one of the favorites. Didn't get it done, but only got beat three quarters of a length. So I think she's going to be right there at the end. Ignite Jasmine, the one horse for Horatio De Paz with Joel Rosario, coming off a narrow loss to in a maiden special weight at a mile and an eighth, and cuts back to a mile and a 16th, might be better for him. Off script, the three horse, Will Walden's got really good horses right now. His barn, for a small barn, is as hot as any of them. He's running 25% for the year, 21 out of 85. So Will Walden's always live, and I read Ortiz Rides, which doesn't hurt either. Tahila for Miguel Coman, another guy who's doing well since his dad passed away. This horse really had a bad trip last time out as the favorite in a 6-furlong race at Aqueduct. Got checked hard at the 7/16th and got beat 4 1/4 length. I think she moves forward off that one. And then Nana Lynn for Chad Brown, just because it's Chad Brown. Narrow loss last time out at Saratoga. Only got beat a neck with a 59 buyer. So I'm going to go five deep in there.
Yeah, I'm going five deep too. And you mentioned the Will Walden barn. That's where I went with off script. I just thought it was a weak race. I couldn't come up with a strong opinion. And I thought, okay, this horse, the pedigree doesn't really look like turf, but Walden's numbers are good with horses debuting on turf or making their first turf start, going dirt to turf, going sprint to route, all of those angles in play here. And just off the year that he's having, I thought I'd take a shot with this horse to get a Rat Ortiz to ride. So I took off script on top. Going to use Hello Beauty off the two solid runs at Churchill. Night Jasmine showed big improvement last time. Nona Lynn, second off the layoff for Chad Brown. And then the other one I used was Starship Pegasus in a race where I didn't have a real strong opinion. This is a first-time starter with a really strong turf pedigree. And, you know, take a shot with that one. Don't really like the post, but don't really like anybody that much. So I took off script on top and going five deep. The 12th race, maiden claimer on the turf at a mile and a 16th, three-year-olds and up. I ended up on Majestic Michael trying to beat Fateful Lightning here. Majestic Michael's by Justify out of a Smart Strike mare. And that just screams two turns on the turf, and in his fifth start, this horse finally gets to do that. Been all one-turn races so far, but going long on the turf, I think, is what this horse will like the best, so I'm going to try to catch him at a little bit of a price here. Over Fateful Lightning, who's got to be the one to beat. First time in maiden claiming race for Brad Cox and has been pretty consistent through his a limited number of starts so far. Hedge the Risk is the other one I'm going to use. It's Chad Brown, second time off a long layoff. Maybe Chad will start to heat up. You kind of figure it's going to happen sometime soon that he's going to catch fire. And I don't like the post here, but just on the Chad Brown angle, Dylan Davis riding, I thought I'd include this horse and go three deep. The Joe Sharp runner, the Todd Fletcher runner, certainly would like to consider both of those, but to keep the budget where I wanted, I'm just going to stick to three in here. How about you?
I use three as well, but I use the Joe Sharp runner as my second choice behind Faithful Lightning. Faithful Lightning is an obvious choice in here. Dropping down to 50,000, he was competitive at the maiden special weight level, but Brad likes to put his horses where he can win, and I think this horse has got a big shot. Manny Franco has not been riding that well at the Saratoga meet, only running 9% as of when they printed these PPs. So that's not a plus, but Manny's a great rider, and he's going to get his straightened out one of these days. So Brad, with Faithful Lightning, is the obvious favorite. Joe Sharp's horse, Majorca, the 8, with Luis Saez up. Joe Sharp is 5-for-12 his first weekend and plus at Saratoga. His horses are running really, really well there, and he just picked this one up from Fletcher. Tried 50,000 claimers last time out, just barely missed two back, and was 4-to-5 last time out, and got a little wide. But the work, which I assume is the first one in Joe Sharp's barn, was very good, 48-2 on July 19th. So I think Joe Sharp has this one. You just got to bet Joe Sharp's horses right now. He's hot. And then Hedge of the Risk is the third one I'll use for Chad Brown. Again, I don't like the outside post either, but this one drops from 100,000 claiming down to 50,000. Second time on the turf, and Dylan Davis picks up the mount. I'm going to stick with those three. I was going to use Majestic Michael, but a couple of things. Amelia Green is not a top trainer at Saratoga, and this horse has been off since February. So, yes, I think he's going to like the turf, but he may need one on the turf to get ready. So only three deep to wind up to pick four.
So what's your pick four ticket look like?
I spent $37.50. 2, 4, 5, 8, 10 with 5, with 1, 3, 4, 6, 9 with 7, 8, 10.
I am going 3, 4, 5, 10 with 1, 5 with 1, 3, 6, 9, 10 with 6, 7, 10, and that is a $60 ticket. It's a nice card at Saratoga. You got good racing at Ellis Park now. Del Mar's in full swing. So just a lot of good opportunities on a given weekend these days. So make sure you have plenty of funds in your Keeneland Select account. And we will be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.